Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to a mini episode of The Critter Shed. And happy St. Valentine's Day. It's a wild and blustery day out there, but inside the shed, things are getting decidedly hot. For the romantic day that's in it, we're revisiting one of our all-time favourite episodes to have a chat about what might qualify as one of the greatest lovers in the animal world, the snail.
Snail sex is very sensual, believe it or not, very slow, goes on for hours and hours and hours, and you'll see them nibbling each other, kissing each other,
wow,
and slowly moving around each other, doing all these intricate little dances.
This is an excerpt from episode 15 of The Critter Shed, where myself and Collie met up inside the shed a couple of years ago now, pre-coronavirus, to talk about one animal in particular, the giant African land snail. And Collie starts off by describing the head of the snail, which to us might seem somewhat unusual. So let's dim those lights, crank up the soul music, and take it away.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love,
babe. And be able to taste with it as well.
Wow.
To the right-hand side of the head here, mm-hmm, you can just see a little bulge.
Yeah.
That's the reproductive organs.
What?
Yes.
Beside the head?
Beside the head.
Seriously?
They literally are dickheads.
Have you been thinking that up all day?
No, I just thought about it on the spot. Yeah, dickheads. Fanny heads as well, actually. And we'll get into that now. Because
things are about to get weird.
Yeah, things are very weird when it comes to snail sex. So that opening there actually has both male and female reproductive organs inside.
Wow.
And inside it's like a glove, an inverted rubber glove.
Uh-huh.
When snails go to mate,
mm-hmm,
one of them will...
So first of all, snails are hermaphrodites.
Hermaphrodites, yes.
Yeah.
So it means that they're both male and, mm-hmm, female. There,
yeah,
are no...
They each have... Each, yeah, individual has both male and female.
Yes. And that goes for most species of snail.
All right.
Not all. The vast majority of snails are hermaphrodites.
Yeah.
The reproductive organs are inverted or inside, internal. You, uh-huh, can only see that little bulge. When one of them wants to mate, it will,
yeah,
go up to another. And snail sex is very sensual, believe it or not. Very slow, goes on for hours and hours and hours. And you'll see them nibbling each other, kissing each other,
wow,
and slowly moving around each other, doing all these intricate little dances. Each species, slugs as well, each species have their own specific way of doing them. But they take their time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of soul music playing and some candlelight in the background, as I always say. Then this opening here at the side of the head inflates,
uh-huh,
when they're aroused. And two openings come out. So the penis and the opening for a sperm receptacle will come, mm-hmm, out. Then something really interesting happens. If it's not a virgin snail, if it has mated before, it has the ability to shoot a love dart.
No.
Yeah. So it's called a love dart. And what it is a calcium spike,
uh-huh,
that has mucus on it. Now, there was a lot of debate as to what this was for. Basically, they pump up a gland inside their head with this dart in it and fire it off like a gun and,
wow,
stab the partner. the consensus is now that the reason for the love dart going in is to produce hormones in the opposite snail that will increase the chance of the dart or, as opposed to the dartee, to the dart or sperm surviving. So when they exchange sperm, their bodies automatically attack sperm that isn't theirs. It's a kind of a genetic competition. The dart increases your chance of your sperm surviving, increases fertility rates in the eggs, and it's a very weird and interesting thing. It can result in them dying.
Really?
If the dart misses, because it's not going into an appendage or anything. It's literally going into the body of this of the snail. You can see them sticking out.
Like, and it was sounding very attractive right up until the dart.
Because it's very sensual and slow and beautiful, and then they stab each other.
Wow.
it's so mad.
Jesus.
But and you can see them when I spot mine and they're at them. Start the mating process. Yeah. I'll come down the next day, and they'll have the two penises interlocked with the receptacles. But then you'll see the open wound with the dart sticking out of them.
Jeez.
It's really bizarre to see, and that goes on for ages. The genetic material is exchanged.
Yeah.
They'll break away, and they can carry that sperm inside them, fertilizing the eggs, and carry that eggs in them for as long as they need to. Until conditions are perfect.
Mm-hmm. So does each snail receive sperm from the other one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's how it works.
Right.
It's so alien to us to think about it.
I used to think, when we were growing up and we heard in school that they were hermaphrodites, it wasn't always explained correctly to us.
Yeah.
And you sort of thought, do they fertilise themselves? But of course they don't.
They don't. They can very rarely.
Right.
But they don't.
Ah.
It's not one of those things that would regularly happen. But
yeah.
I believe that it has been recorded.
Wow.
It's such a weird thing to think about. I always refer to my snails. I think a lot of people refer to them as male. I refer to them as female because if you're laying eggs. But I mean, like, I have to get my pronouns straight.
I think it's maybe they.
They, yes. So I don't want to cause murder. So, but it is so bizarre because we're just so used to having... Especially when you have an animal, like you have a cat or a dog, or even the stuff that I have, it's always males and females. But it's just, it is a bizarre kind of way of reproducing and getting by in the world. But I think it's fascinating. I really do.
That was an excerpt from episode 15 of The Critter Shed. So there's plenty more in that episode to listen back to if you fancy checking it out. And before I go, I just want to say a big thank you to all our new Patreon supporters. Collie and I make this podcast for free in our own time, and it does cost us a few quid every month to keep it up and running. So any type of support that you can give us, even if it's just the price of a cup of coffee, we're most, most grateful, and it does help us to keep these stories coming at you. Our Patreon page is patreon.com/thecrittershed. Thank you, and we'll be back soon with a full episode. The Critter Shed is part of The Warren, the home of great Irish podcasts. As is my podcast, Not Without My Sister. You can find more great shows on thewarren.ie.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.